Jesters Academy is a weekly comedy satire podcast hosted by Dustin, Macho, Chris, and Bob. In all planes of existence.
Well, everybody knows your name.
This is Jesters Academy. My name's Dustin, and joining me tonight is Macho. He goes like this.
Oh, hey, man.
What's up, my dude?
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be welcomed here to my home.
Boo.
What? Oh, no, leave. He's booing.
Boo.
You can't. Dude, can we just have a nice conversation?
You have to leave your house now.
Look, it's not about you, Dustin. I'm just booing Macho in general.
Oh, see, I can stay.
As a person.
Oh, okay. So he can stay. Never mind.
In general, as a person,
apparently,
hour and 30 minutes late.
I'm a boo.
Oh, yeah.
To our designated recording
schedule.
Things
to do, Chris. And you haven't been
introduced
yet.
Hour and 30 minutes late.
This is really against all the rules.
Boo to you. Sir, boo.
At least I showed up is the good thing.
That now, see, he has a good point. He was late the show that Bob just didn't show up.
Who?
He just didn't come?
He just didn't come.
He didn't say anything?
No, he did say he
didn't. Oh, okay. I was about to say.
What are you talking
about? He didn't say anything to me. He's supposed to check in with everybody.
I don't know this individual.
Oh, did you? You never noticed
Ghost Man Bob?
That chair on the end. You didn't.
That chair.
Yeah, I always wondered why there was
that chair over there.
Yeah. I always wondered why there was four chairs.
Oh, huh. That's odd.
Huh? You guys aren't sharing a hallucination or something?
Do you see him too much?
I don't even know.
He hasn't even been introduced. How could he possibly be here?
I swear I'm hearing something.
Oh, that's right. I'm a ghost.
All right, Macho. I guess we'll catch up later. Also joining us tonight is Chris. He goes like this.
What I don't understand. Every day when Dustin wakes up, he slaps himself in the forehead with a giant dill pickle. And I don't know why.
That explains the vinegar smell.
Yeah. I can smell it.
I found out that the Undertaker's afraid of pickles. So now, to make myself stronger every morning.
Oh, really?
It's kind of like Batman made himself a bat. What do you fear? I always want to know whatever Undertaker fears, I can take in the face 3 times every morning.
Wow, that's
even on my worst days.
But you can take it in the face.
Yeah, because I'm so good and strong.
He's good at
like the Undertaker. What are you guys saying?
No, we were just talking about your dill pickle.
Okay, we know the Undertaker's afraid of pickles, right?
For sure.
You know what? I'm not going to make fun of him for it.
He's a feared.
As a matter of fact, we're starting a company that is going to help him with it.
Yeah.
So we take an individual like The Undertaker, a high-profile individual. Like, we get Dr. Drew on this.
Stuff his pockets with pickles.
Yes, and we slap him every morning.
Noon and night.
Ah, he just wakes up with jars just poured on him of pickles.
Thrice smacked.
Thrice smack?
Now,
thrice smacked.
I kind of approve of thrice smacked.
That's cool. What if we make an android the perfect woman for Mr. Taker? And they go out on dinners, dates, and they get married, and then... Then when they're married, we take her open. We open her up, and she's just been a pickle the whole time.
It's a pickle.
With a CPU thingy in there doing the talking and the walking.
Just a pickle.
The pickle was doing the loving.
Pickle wife!
The pickle was doing
all the loving. She's pickle wife!
So now he's not afraid of pickles anymore. As a matter of fact, he misses his pickle.
Was it pickles or cucumber?
And that's just one 30-minute episode. Howie Mandel's afraid of germs, right?
Yeah.
Well.
Macho ties him up.
And throws him in the Star Wars trap.
A pig pen.
Oh.
Throws him in a pig pen.
Yeah, I was thinking the Star Wars.
All the pig poop.
Compactor.
But filled with pig poop.
That would be too much too fast. It'll give him a heart attack.
It might.
I think so.
I don't think that makes him less scared because like his fears are realized.
Yeah, I don't know if I would want to be tied up and thrown in a pig pen. Don't they eat people? Or is it only dead things? How does that work?
That could be a problem.
That's
right?
A murder, I think.
Yeah, I think that's a murder.
Maybe we could just pay a homeless person to sneeze on him.
Just to follow him around and touch him?
What if we install our super safe, baby safe, no lead in it, but it's just a pocket you attach to your tub. Every time you're taking a bath, it'll drop one random piece of detritus. So
that is horrifying.
No, but just one. But so you get used
to
it.
It's random, though.
You're already getting clean. Oh, there's a Reese's cup wrapper. But as you slowly build up, oh, there's a banana peel that's been in there a while.
Mm.
And then...
The poo.
Never
whole,
poo, though.
A whole garbage
the
bag.
The poo never comes out. I don't know if I want to put poo in it.
You're just sitting in the toilet at that point. That's the final test.
The final test is if he can give Oscar the Grouch a hug.
Ooh.
Can you hug Oscar the Grouch?
An actual garbage person?
Yes. Well, yeah, we'll find the guy.
Yeah, our guy. Oscar the Grouch.
It's Oscar De La Hoya the Grouch.
And just Oscar the Grouch with boxing gloves?
It's a garbage can that you put in front of your driveway, but if someone tries to mess with it, it speed punches them.
I could dig it.
Oddly enough, it's the same homeless man we paid to sneeze on, Howie Mandel. He just holds your garbage.
Oh, we don't even need him to sneeze. We just one to three times a day, he just walks up and hugs him.
Ooh, that could be assault.
Just touches his face.
Ooh, just slightly caresses it. Just, you know, just that, like, I love you caress.
Doesn't even make eye contact. Just walks up.
Just walks up and sticks his finger in his mouth.
Dude, he reaches through and folds the newspaper and touches his face. And then brings his hand back into the fold of the newspaper and walks like off like Hitman.
Like a snake.
Dude. Oh. We need to have a hitman that just gives dirty touches to those feared of germs. We get a barcode in the back of his head and everything. My
God, that would be dope. I kind of want to do that now. I really do. Just walk him. Just stick your finger in somebody's mouth. Just walk away.
But with Tabasco sauce on it. Flavor him up.
You just get flavor blasted real quick.
You're doing them a favor.
Just spreading syphilis wherever he goes.
Yeah. Hey, can I do you a flavor? What? Then you just shove your finger in their mouth.
And walk away like nothing happened.
Yeah. Then you put it back in the newspaper.
you got a holster in. What if it has some sort of like mechanism attached to it that just sprays something out of his finger?
Like the aliens?
Stick it in my... from
Scary Movie.
Yeah, exactly like that.
That's how they pee.
This is how we pee. I love the fact that just messing with germophobes. We just get drones. And they just kind of like drop dookie bombs like on their duty car drones. Or something while they're driving.
Yeah, duty drones.
Just while they're driving on the highway, just dunk right on their windshield.
Just drops a steamer.
This is the lamest episode of Black Mirror.
At least we got my review out of the way, and it was stellar.
Yeah.
I mean,
phenomenal.
Just like the best marks.
Top marks.
Except for in Humble.
Yeah, well, that's not in my contract.
No. Your contract is just a piece of paper with flies on it.
Yeah.
That never leave the paper.
Covered in feces.
Collection of garbage bags in a little frame.
With a bloody handprint.
Yeah.
I don't know whose blood it is.
And a snot.
Just a loogie.
And a snot on it.
Just one bug?
Just one clean bug, dude.
A clean bug. Is
with
that,
a trapped
is that
fly in it.
Is that a real thing? A clean bug?
Yeah, no hairs, no dust particles.
That's
just
a
clean bug.
So
it's just a nice piece of amber.
Nice smooth snot.
So the slime that coats the inside of your nose.
Yeah.
As long as there's no hair in it, it's clean.
It's clean.
Huh.
Right.
I mean, that's what you're saying, right?
Yeah. I think. I don't know. No one's going to listen to this ever.
Probably not.
The moment we just only talk about boogers only. I don't know. That's been.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, that's one thing I can honestly say I hate. Period. As far as all human bodily fluids or something like that. It's
all right, bro.
Not...
Okay.
What?
Well,
Chris, let me.
I'm sorry you have to deal with
you.
That every month, but
Chris,
do we really have to talk about it?
I need to
it?
Show you. It's in my nose. Let me show you what this is. Stringy.
It's just hair.
We stocked your bathroom with all the hygiene products that you require.
No,
I
stocked my bathroom with all the hygiene products.
No,
mainly
your
oral
bathroom
products.
In the studio over there.
That's not a bathroom.
Yeah, I know. It's a cardboard box with a bucket,
it's
but it has all your like hygiene
it's
things.
It's like an
in
Iron
there.
Maiden.
Some wet naps.
Do you guys want to see how hard I can punch?
Okay.
Punch Chris right in the D.
Okay.
I didn't know where you guys were going with all that. And I just wanted to punch you.
Oh, dude. My God.
Punch
Talk
it.
About that.
Punch
dude,
it.
There was this article that I read the other day. Well, I had my wife read it to me. And she was reading this. She's going down this. Apparently, this lady was going through her boyfriend's phone and found out that he was talking to some chick. And she waited for him to get home. And as soon as he walked through the door, punched him in his nuts.
That's crazy.
That's pretty epic.
But they exploded.
Oh, my God.
His nuts exploded?
Yeah, she hit him that hard.
She ruptured his testicles.
They exploded.
Are you okay?
Hate it.
What's the matter?
I don't like hearing myself repeatedly.
Macho.
I feel like I'm getting lost.
I think it's a setting in here.
Time or something.
I can fix it.
Got all this new equipment.
I got you.
It's kind of weird.
There we go. That's probably. I think that's. Well,
no, I hate it.
You know what it was? I had.
Yeah, I was trapped in a time warp.
There's a volume on the laptop and there's a volume on the mixer. So sometimes when you...
Oh, they just kind of cross?
It's...
Hybrid volume?
Yeah, hybrid volume.
Hybrid volume, you know, that's cool.
That's the problem.
I hated that. I felt like I was trapped in a loop of myself. I didn't realize how annoying I could be to myself. I hate
it. Oh, wow. That's great.
Yep.
To hear what you're saying as you're saying
as
it. It's kind of like when you think about what you're going to say first,
no,
but in reverse.
No, not even.
So you actually get
to
hear,
say
hear what
hear
you're
that.
Saying now.
Even if you thought about it before you said it, you have to think about it after you said it.
Yeah, but you kind of hear it. I kind of hear it in my head before I say it.
Did you know it only takes 17 pounds of pressure to punch a man's foot clean off?
Directly off.
Why are we looking up how to punch somebody's foot off?
Straight off, Macho.
You don't want to win a fight, bro?
Straight off.
I mean, does that take, is that like 17 pounds of chi power?
No, just a full on power punch, like minus five damage.
Pounds. So foot pounds.
Yeah. I can lift like at least 20 pounds, so I could definitely punch your foot off.
Right.
Prove it. Dustin, let me see your foot.
You guys really want to see my foot?
No.
No.
Are you sure?
Not again.
I've never shown anyone.
No, you have.
Show me your webbed feet.
It's not fucking webbed, dude.
Heard you're like misshapen like a frog.
No, all right, guys. The fact is, I don't have feet.
Ew, what is that?
Oh, those are just little nubbins.
Those are my nubbins.
You see them? Oh, they're little nubbins.
It's like two toes, but really big.
Okay, man. Well, I'm really sensitive about
it. You have prehistoric feet?
He has toe feet.
They're nubbins.
They're just toes.
They're my nubsters.
He's starting to get chicken feet.
No wonder you're so fast.
Yeah, no.
Oh,
friction.
You got roadrunner toes.
Yeah, they're like thumbs.
They're like two mouse balls.
Track balls.
He's actually a robot. He just rolls
built
on those.
Built-in Heelys.
I'm a Heely.
He is a Heely. It's a new species of person.
Yeah.
A Heely.
It's a political party. It's a species of person. Mm. It's a way of life. It's a diet. It's a religion.
It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle.
It's a Heely. Person. Period. Point blank. /.
Well, no, I'm saying Heely. I'm not a person. I'm a Heely.
He just looks like a person. The only thing that makes him different is his heels.
I'm a human.
Wow,
and
dude.
I choose to disacknowledge your status.
Well, you would with your human privilege.
Thereby committing a hate crime against
human
you
racism.
By disacknowledging your status as a human.
That's not even racist. That wouldn't be racism. That would be.
Do you know originally this land belonged to the trees, not to humans?
Yeah, that
and you
makes
stole
sense.
The land from the trees.
But
and
this
now
land is your land.
You humans are telling me I'm less than because I'm a Heely.
The funny thing is, before there were trees, it was like giant fungus. So the trees stole it from the fungus.
And before the fungus, there was an Arby's.
Sludge.
Welcome to Chili's.
An Arby's that served algae.
But also like dope cheesesteak.
Yeah, that too. Milkshakes.
Talking about algae.
Cher Juan.
I ate this thing the other day.
You ate algae?
It was actually, what was it called? Was it baked?
Algae.
It was either baked or toasted seaweed. But no lie, the way it looked is like somebody took algae, flattened it, and just made it crispy.
Yeah.
Can I ask, I don't want to offend you. how do I word this right? Are you poor?
No, I'm keto AF.
And you're not allowed to have actual food. You got to go look in the fucking lake.
No.
So you eat seagrass.
Today's actually, that high carb.
Seagrass.
I don't even know how to explain it, man. It was like
ocean vines.
Kale chips.
Exactly.
Oh, kale chips.
Kale chips.
Yummy.
Are horrible.
Yeah.
Lake bacon. You're talking about lake bacon. Is what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Basically, you just ate lake bacon all
night. Lake bacon.
Man, do you need a couple bucks so you can run to like an Arby's or something?
No, that's not keto.
No, you're just lake bacon.
That's not keto. Yeah. Lake bacon, on the other hand, that's keto AF.
By the way, that's now trademarked for Jester's Academy. No one try to use that. That's the keto bacon. Well, I guess bacon's the keto bacon.
Bacon is.
Yeah, bacon is keto, so.
Yeah.
No, don't even sit here and talk about keto. You guys don't even know about that.
Dude, don't.
That's not even a thing that you guys even know.
Dustin invented keto.
My name is Dr. Dustin Keto. I'm here to tell you all about my food skill. I don't know. What is it? How do you call
it? You have a plus one in food skill.
You got plus 100 food proficiency.
He's a level 30 alchemist.
A level 40 dietitian. I'm about to get champion points.
No, you're not.
What are those?
You got to level up first.
I don't know, dude.
I don't know. Is that like XP?
It's better than XP.
Windows XP was pretty sweet. I don't know what could be better than that.
It was dope.
It was dope. Windows dope.
Oh my God. I tried to use a Windows...
dope.
It was an old laptop processor and I tried to use it. It doesn't do anything.
Yeah, it's so bad.
Like, it doesn't do nothing anymore. No. I think it was Windows XP.
You probably couldn't even run YouTube on that.
I still remember going to, stupidvideos.com? Before there was a YouTube, there was stupidvideos.com and it was like, maybe had like 560 videos on it, but it still had categories.
Yeah.
It's terrible. The video was one third the size of the screen and you couldn't enlarge it.
You couldn't do anything.
If you did, it was just blocks moving.
That's how it was, man. I played Halo Reach one time on those new OLED TVs, the Omega LED TVs. Like
the what
4K.
Now? Hold up. What now?
That's Omega? What it's called.
Is
that's
it
what,
Omega?
That's what it's called. Omega,
is
the, Omega
is there
LED.
Alpha version?
There's actually a Q.
It's in its beta form.
A QOLED now.
What's Q stand for?
Quantum. Quantum Omega LED TV.
How it's come TV is like
not Omega, dude?
Dude, I'm telling you, it's Omega.
It's organic, my dude.
It's organic.
It's organic. It's organic light emitting diode. It's not Omega. Come on, bro.
It is Omega.
You're Omega.
Why would it be organic?
I'm Alpha, though. So eat it.
What the hell is organic in a TV?
The algae. The HD algae.
It's kale chips. It's kale chips.
Either way, the point of it, right, is that I played that, and you know how, you know, Halo Reach came out years ago. On that TV, it looked like you were playing Minecraft. Yeah, that's how bad it was.
That sucks.
Yeah, it was crazy.
How is that better?
It's not. Not at least for that game, it's not anyways. But it was bad. It looked like, no
what
lie,
was it,
you
like
can see 480p? The pixels. No. I think, what was it?
Wait.
I don't know, how, man. All you... I know is that it was bad.
Why is this sounding so inconsistent to me, though?
What did you...
Whoa, because your brain is leaking.
It doesn't make sense.
It does, Chris.
Omegatron...
The quantum
LED.
Of solace.
It's an Omega.
Quantum. With quantum inside.
It actually
with quantum inside.
Into.
But it's
a motorcycle.
210p.
No.
There's just like four blocks on the screen.
What is a 210p?
What is a P?
What is it? I have a P.
Pixel.
You want to see it?
You want to see my pixels?
You want to see my pixels? It was one of the worst games I've
played.
So
you bought
it. So I bought it. Yeah. So I bought it just
and
to play all my games in Minecraft.
He bought it, hung it in his shed.
Minecraft vision. All of it. Chris, do you want to see it?
I mean, not right now. I'm working.
Right. He's a little preoccupied.
I mean, we're here to work, aren't we? We're doing a review, right?
What are you reviewing?
You.
Spaceballs.
The movie. Spaceballs. The thermos.
Yeah, no. Hey, what up, guys? It's your boys at Jester's Academy here to review Spaceballs Thermos 1987. This is a post-release.
This is a pre-op.
Notice the 7 points of articulation on the thermos itself. It leaks.
It has a built-in penny straw.
It leaks.
The plastic is cracked and dried out. The insulation inside of the thermos appears to be swelling, protruding from the cracks.
One thing I'd like to note, the fact that there was milk left in this thermos, probably from years ago, and that I would want to lower my star count for that.
Yeah, because you're not going to get that smell out.
No.
Well, I mean, not.
So, yeah.
But it does come with new organisms inside.
Yeah, it had a scar on it.
Yeah, it's got
like
omegas.
It was healing.
If you open it up, it has a tentacle. You have to close it real quick.
The tentacle was a problem for you?
Yeah,
is that what
it was.
You're
saying? Yeah, it kind of was.
Because for drinkability.
Yeah, drinkability factors, exactly.
The tentacle wasn't that bad.
I don't know.
The fact that it was holding a switchblade.
I thought that was like an option. I thought maybe you had that put on.
Is that an extra?
I don't know. I was about to say, I thought that was an add-on. That was a DLC.
That was a collector's edition.
I tried to turn it off. You can't get close enough.
Chris liked the way the tentacle played with his Yugula.
Did you, Chris?
Hey, remember when we caught Macho with the tentacle hiding in a closet with no pants?
That's my own personal fucking thing. Mind your business,
that?
Chris.
And because of that, I want to rate this 1 star. And I guess we can just go around the table. I'm at a 1 star. Sorry. Wasn't feeling you, dog. Sorry, dog.
It wasn't feeling me either.
I'm
I
over
just
that.
Let it. I made it happen.
So that's a no, all three of us.
Needs improvement.
Needs
improvement.
Okay. And that has been the 1987 pre-post-release Spaceballs Thermos.
Spaceballs the Thermos. So back to the question.
Which
how do
one?
You feel one way that you could improve your performance going forward?
I could probably just keep going forward.
That's good. That's a tight strategy.
I hit things in reverse.
I see.
My dad always used to say, go
we'll just
forward.
Enter that into the algorithm.
go forward. Just go forward.
Yeah.
Jester-matic. ReviewMaster 9000.
Is it like a Scantron? Do I have to highlight Bubbles?
You leave Bubbles alone. She was actually a fantastic Powerpuff Girl and maybe even one of the top two.
Well, there was only three.
Exactly. Fuck you, Buttercup.
Buttercup, you were mean to everybody.
I'm coming at you, Buttercup.
Watch it.
Always had some sort of issue. Chris don't even know what that is.
Huh, Chris? You think it's a vape flavor? Hey, you guys want to hear my impression of like a stand-up comedian?
Go for it.
Chris, what do you think? That's like a vape flavor or something? All right, thank you.
Get off the stage.
What do you guys think?
Needs improvement.
Needs improvement. Just not feeling a dog.
So, I have this screw gun, right?
And it sounds dangerous.
Oh, it was definitely dangerous. Because I decided to let David screw, actually help me with a project at home.
You were going to let David screw you?
No, I was letting him screw something.
I think he said
else.
He was going to let David screw him in the projects.
In the projects.
I think that's what he said.
Behind the bricks. He had one job, and he missed the same hole 3 different times and then screwed his finger.
Ah, beans. Was he attached to the project?
For like all of 2 seconds, he was. And I don't think he realized it.
Did he bite his way out?
I thought he was going to gnaw off his own arm. I honestly did, like a coyote.
Yo, he was stuck.
I thought he was going to gnaw his own arm off.
He was stuck.
And he for a second there, he didn't realize it. It was weird. Like, he didn't seem like he recalled that that happened. Like, there was no pain or anything like that. I don't know.
Dude was having a rough day. Obviously skipped his coffee.
I'm like, you might want to pull that screw out a little bit. He did, and then realized that it happened.
So the screw was through his skin into the project. You had him remove the screw a little bit, still through the skin and in the project, and he was like, oh, look at that.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. It didn't make sense.
Is it a birdhouse? It was a birdhouse, no, right? He was just waving a birdhouse.
He was lagging is what was going on there. It was a bad connection, and it took a second for him to catch up.
Next time he does something like that, be like, check your ping, bro.
Look at your ping. I just figured I'd share that.
That's impressive.
Well, I'm starting a new business.
What's that? Sniffing bicycle seats?
I've got 1,700 employees on board now, so it's getting
planting tulips.
No, it's not. It's a serious. I mean, you can make a joke of it, but do you want to know what it's called?
No.
Shoot, bro.
All right, what's up?
Life Changers.
Ooh.
And it's just 1,700 different agents I have out on the field that will change your life.
They each have like a special skill, or.
Are they mad?
They're all special skilled.
How do they change people's lives?
Well, I'm glad you asked. How's your life go pretty much, right? You live in a house.
Yeah.
You drive a car around.
Yes.
And you have maybe a place of employment.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay, now what if I could... Interesting. What if I told you we can change all that? Now you live in your car.
Okay.
You drive your place of employment and you work at your house.
Life changed.
Life changed. Shuffled it, son.
You had a stroke.
And that's just if you get the shuffle option.
You were...
So the shuffle option kind of...
That's like a professional meth head.
No.
That just shows up one day and gets you hooked on meth. And now you're living in your car, which you sell stolen goods from the trunk. That's your place of business as well, like you're saying.
Listen, this is all in the up and up. And I like to call them shuffle artists, not meth heads.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How often do they shuffle your life?
As many times as they have to get it wrong. Right. Oh, that's what's really
Oh. Oh, gee. Can we have some examples of lives?
I can show you Newman. Newman was one of our most extreme cases. He came to us because he was bored with his life. Right, you know, regular story. Dead-end job, drove a minivan, had 2 cats.
I want to hear Newman's story.
Well, like from he came to us.
From him, exactly.
Then shut up.
I guess we'll just let him say it. Newman, are you on?
Yeah.
Newman, can you tell these guys about how your life has changed from... It says here you were a...
Tax accountant. I was high up there for a 401, you know, K company.
You know, K.
here I am now, though. I'm stuck in the prison system right now. You know, the taxes just wasn't for me. I was bored.
Yeah.
I had other things to do.
Yeah, Newman. Specifically, how did they change your life? What did they do for you?
I contacted my boy, right? My boy Dusto, my man Dustin over there.
Old Dusto. All right.
And you know, he hooked me up with this dude. That guy, he turned my life around.
Yeah, he turned him out.
He turned me out. He came through and he said, "Here's this special substance. It'll turn your whole entire life around. It'll make you get whatever you want in life." And, you know, at first I was skeptical about it because, you know, here I am with a 401k that was just stacked. I had a good life. I had a wife. I had kids.
Now, you signed contracts saying you wanted to have your life changed.
I did. I definitely did. And it changed for the better.
And now do you have any money?
Right now, no, I don't have any money at the moment. But, you know, that's what Life Changers is about. You know, you had to start from the top and work your way to the bottom.
That's fantastic. I'm so happy. There's another success story. By the way, you do owe the $59.95 if you could figure that out.
All right, man.
Yeah, if you have anything in commissary, we'll take that.
Yeah, right. Hold on.
Need the phone!
Oh, he sounds
like, we just really would like our money.
Get off the phone!
It sounds like you're doing that.
No, I'm not.
So it's $50. Amex, American Express.
Do you guys take
money orders?
Do you guys take checks?
Visa, no. MasterCard.
No checks?
No checks.
Okay.
Cashier's check.
I don't have a cashier here. I might be able to cash in something. Do you guys take like toilet paper money?
No.
No.
That's because that's not real, Newman.
Well, I mean, it is here in the prison system. See, I mean, I can make it all day. All day long. Do you guys take ramen noodle packets?
No. Stay on the line and we'll get your billing pulled up for you.
All right, man. I appreciate that.
Thanks
again, Dust Old Man.
Hey, no problem. Man, I hate when they don't pay. I hate it.
It's the worst.
Oh, it's like you want to be friendly with a guy, but you just want to punch him. You know?
You help them so hard.
Sometimes people just, they just can't. Sometimes they just can't.
Sometimes they just can't, and then they don't.
You know, it sounds like to me that there's a hit and miss with it. You know, with the company, there's a hit and miss. You got those who will pay, those who won't pay.
We're still working out the kinks with the payment methods.
We should make it on a like an auto draft type system.
Would you like a chicle?
Oh, yeah. Can we all put things that'll rattle against our teeth?
That's not chicles.
Sweet, dude. Yeah.
But it sounded like you have something there, Dust. You really do.
Mm-hmm.
You have something going on, and I think I want to get on board.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Chris, do you want us to change your life?
Bro, I'm already...
Chris.
I am the CFO Chris. Of Life Changers. What
do you
want?
Why do you always
want?
Just get in my businesses all the time?
I got long fingers, bro.
Skinny,
they get into
fingers.
Places.
Skinny, long fingers. Look like
they
Slim
Jims. They get into places real quick, like...
It's got them Crypt Keeper fingers.
And that's how I'm hands. The CFO, the Chief Financial Officer of Life Changers.
Chris Word, pointy hand.
What can I do you for, Macho?
I'm the president of this company.
God
no, that's
damn
his
it.
Job. That's his job.
No, he just he sends the
oh,
mail
to right.
the
He's
suction
the founder.
Tubes.
You're the founder, right?
Yeah. I
you
just
don't live. Have to do nothing.
I live in the woods now.
Yeah.
You had a hard time eating mints, huh?
Yeah, man. They're so aggressive.
That's funny. It just doesn't work for podcasts, though, but you guys had to see it. He turns his head to the side, and he's grimacing and
trying
chewing.
To just destroy it.
Just
hate it.
Just
have to destroy. You ever, like, get mad at a flavor?
Really?
You just want to squish shit. I don't eat so much as squish flavors.
Fresh.
Yeah. I don't swallow. I don't need to because I'm Healy.
He just chews and spits. There's just a lightning bug in the studio.
Roll it around a little
There's
bit.
A lightning bug. I know. I've noticed him.
They're attacking.
It's just the one. He's giving us the light. Thank you for listening. My name was Dustin, and the most important voice was Dustin. Executive producer, Dustin. Story by Dustin. Written by Dustin. Cinematography by Dustin. Snacks. Macho.
Wait a minute. I brought the mints.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mint guy.
Creus. Macho. Your review, well, let's just say, needs improvement.
Ah, part of me thought it was going to be needs improvement at the end.
I think so. I figured it was going to be. It's weird. Right here at the very bottom, of Chris, it says,
failure. Show over. Finish.
Touch it. Over here. Touch it. Seize it.
Suck.
Damn it!